Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No Victor Crest allowed, because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
That's a bingo.
888-971-7243. 888-971-SAGE. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Trump denies his DOJ is retaliating against the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell. RFK Jr. says Trump's eating habits are unhinged. Trump is weighing his options about Iran. Dan Bongino, the former deputy FBI head, said what he learned about the FBI and Crossfire Hurricane shocked him to his core. Crossfire Hurricane is the operation that alleged that Trump was engaged in the collusion with Russia to get elected in 2016. Danish intel warned last year about Russia and China's military ambitions toward, wait for it, Greenland. Ilhan Omar's father, a military officer, was directly involved in the genocide that Ilhan Omar claims her family fled from. All of this and more, 888-971-7243. But first, Scott Adams, the creator of the cartoon Dilbert, has died at the age of 68. At its peak, the column was carried in more than 2,000 newspapers, rivaling it with Peanuts or Doonesbury or Garfield. But in February 2023, he was discussing a new Rasmussen poll that found only 53% of blacks agreed with the following statement: it's okay to be white. According to the Anti-Defamation League, it's a phrase that's promoted by white supremacists. So you know where I'm going next. Here is what he said on a podcast episode. If nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to the poll, not according to me, he said, that's a hate group, and I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give white people is to get the hell away from black people, end of quote. By the way, in the same podcast, he also said that he previously identified as a black person because, quote, I like to be on the winning team, close quote. But after reading the poll, he said he's going to re-identify as white, close quote. Now, as far as I'm concerned, he was being sarcastic. He wasn't being serious. But the fit hit the shan. His syndicator cut him loose. He lost almost 1,400 of his newspapers. He was also going to publish a book. They dropped the book. Now, he defended himself in a podcast later on, saying he was not racist. He was using hyperbole. But he said the comments had pretty much wrecked his career. Quote, most of my income will be gone. My reputation for the rest of my life is destroyed. You can't come back from this. Am I right? Close quote. Well, I interviewed Mr. Adams after those comments. And let me play you part of that interview. Number 23.
Well, Rasmussen poll, provocative little poll today. They said, do you agree or disagree with the statement, it's okay to be white? 26% of blacks said, no. It's not okay to be white. 21% weren't sure. Add them together, that is 47% of black respondents were not willing to say it's okay to be white. So I realized, as you know, I've been identifying as black for a while, years now, because I like, you know, I like to be on the winning team, and I like to help. And I always thought, well, if you help the black community, that's sort of the biggest lever. You know, you can find the biggest benefit. So I thought, well, that's the hardest thing and the biggest benefit. So I'd like to focus a lot of my life resources in helping black Americans. So much so that I started identifying as black to just be on the team I was helping. But as of today, I'm going to re-identify as white because I don't want to be a member of a hate group. I'd accidentally joined a hate group, and I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, you know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people. Just get the hell away. Wherever you have to go, just get away. Because there's no fixing this. This can't be fixed. So I think it makes no sense whatsoever as a white citizen of America to try to help black citizens anymore. It doesn't make sense. It's no longer a rational impulse. And so I'm gonna back off from being helpful to black America. It doesn't seem like it pays off. Like, I've been doing it all my life, and I've been, the only outcome is I get called a racist.
Well, the fit hit the shan. Scott Adams is a racist! And I wrote a piece about this in which I said, the attack against Adams is unwarranted. The man is frustrated. Why? He's frustrated over so many blacks complaining that they are perpetual victims of oppression. And frustration is not racism. And here's what he said on his podcast in response.
I didn't want to do an interview with anybody who is too friendly to my side or my point of view. So I've been turning down everybody who asked, and there's a lot of them, until I got a request from Larry Elder. Now, Larry Elder, I imagine, because he's on the conservative side, that he would say, all right, listen, what you're saying is important. Let's talk about it. Maybe it was taken out of context. Now, I know he will say something like that because he wrote an article that got a lot of play in which he seemed to have a full understanding of my situation that was good for me. I mean, in other words, if you understood the situation, you would describe it in a way that doesn't make me look bad. So he wrote an article that was his actual opinion, I'm sure, and it was a positive for me. When Larry Elder asked me if I wanted to be on his podcast, what did I say? I said some version of, Larry Elder, you magnificent, you got me. I can't say no to that because I operate on a reciprocity operating system. Larry Elder also operates on a reciprocity operating system. Why did he write a good article about me? Well, partly because he believed it. I'm sure it's exactly what he thinks. But he might also remember that I endorsed him for governor when he ran in the recall election against Newsom. So I did something for him that he didn't ask for. When I got in trouble, not a surprise, he's not the only person who emerged to do something for me just because sometime in the past I'd done something for them. The reciprocity operating system is magic. It's what gets Larry Elder successful, in part. I'm sure that I'll bet you if you asked Larry Elder, just use him as an example, if you said, do you believe that this has helped you, the tools for success that I just described, what do you think he'd say? He would say yes, and I'm not reading his mind. Because everybody who has his kind of success, which is quite notable, uses the same tools. And everybody who's not happy and not doing well are focusing on the past, focusing on grievances, focusing on what somebody else owes them, and focusing on how the system is going to prevent them from succeeding because it's all stacked against them.
Now, one more thing. This white, woke author, professor, and activist, her name is Robin DiAngelo, invented a term called white fragility. In fact, she wrote a book called White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism. In this webinar, she is agreeing with Mr. Adams, only she's not being sarcastic. It's not hyperbole. She's not being wry. She's being deadly serious. Watch this.
And then I'm a big believer in affinity space and affinity work. And I think people of color need to get away from white people and have some community with each other. And I'll let that go and maybe see if anyone else wants to pick it up.
Now, what's the over-under on when this guilty white woman pushing for a new Jim Crow gets canceled? I'm betting on never. Please welcome Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert. Scott, I got to tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed Dilbert, but I got to tell you, I had no recollection of you supporting me for governor. That ain't why I wrote my column. I wrote my column because I thought the pile-on against you was unfair.
But I like that you highlighted that because I think people missed that the whole point was about mindset. And what I was talking about is not somebody's DNA. I'm not talking about somebody's color. I was talking about the fact that the country has decided on this narrative that's sort of a backwards looking, you know, let's look at history and feel bad about it. And, you know, you owe us something because of history. That can't work in any situation.
When we come back, we will finish this interview. By the way, the New York Times described his comments as racist. Not that some people call it racist, flat out racist. I'm Larry Elder.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Listen closely. If your retirement funds include an IRA or 401k, this matters right now. The stock market is at an all-time high. The dollar is under pressure. Interest rates are heading down. And leading economists are warning that the global financial system is changing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 right now to get your free gold investment guide, valued at $49, plus your free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Investors across America are turning to gold and silver with Advantage Gold. Right now, silver is flashing a signal you can't ignore. Silver prices have been rising sharply, and history shows when silver moves, it can move fast. Learn more before this window closes. Call 800-900-8000 right now to get your free precious metals rollover kit. Find out about a tax and penalty-free rollover in 2026. Gold and silver can surge when the economy shifts, and they don't wait for permission. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them? This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
SAGE 888-971-7243 Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Here's more.
Work in business won't work for you personally. And so the thing that makes me crazy is that you have, not you, but the world knows the set of tools that work, and they're all forward focused. Reciprocity, gratitude, you know, optimism, can do attitude, affirmations, it's all forward looking. And I think the black community is suffering under a narrative that's coming from everywhere, from the schools, from the corporations, from the media, that the problem is white people, specifically white men. And so I think that creates a situation where the logical endpoint of that, now obviously I was using hyperbole to kind of scare people and shock them and get them to pay attention. But the obvious...
Well, it sure worked.
It worked. way better than I expected. You know, I thought it would sort of stay within my audience who understands I like to provoke and then circle back with something useful, which is what you saw on the whiteboard. But it didn't work when it got into the bigger world.
Now, Scott, a couple things. 26% of blacks said it's not okay to be white. 21% said they have no idea. So it really was 47% that said it's not okay or we have no idea. The majority of blacks said it's okay to be white. By majority, I mean 53%, which is still low. And by the way, you let skate the 20% of whites who said either it was not okay to be white or they weren't sure. What about those people?
Well, I'll do you one better. There's nothing about the poll that's important to my point. I use it as a talking point, as a jump-off point. But I think if they had asked the question, do you think that white Americans are the cause of continuing systemic racism, you would have gotten, what do you think the number would have been? It would have been higher than 50%, wouldn't it?
Right. Absolutely it would have been.
So that's the point. The point is it's coming from everywhere. And I think a lot of people who wanted to avoid the point said, let's talk about the details of the number of people polled. That was never important. It was one poll that, you know, pointed in the same direction as all the other signals, but it wasn't important.
Well, and I said in my column, all you're doing, Scott, is saying things out loud that a lot of people, black and white people, are saying quietly. You mentioned about Don Lemon, Don Lemon of CNN. He, years ago, when he was having one of his more rational moments, he talked about living in a predominantly black area, predominantly white area, and talked about the difference was night and day. Less crime, less chaos, less trash. Nobody jumped on him. Nobody called him a sellout and an Uncle Tom. And some years ago, Scott, Jesse Jackson, this is, I think in the 90s, he said, it's gotten to the point now where when I walk down the street at night and I hear footsteps and I turn around and I see white people, I feel relieved. He's talking about crime. And after he said it, people mentioned it, like moi. And then he said, well, what I meant was when you turn around and it's white people, you know they're going to be cops nearby. Or some cockamamie excuse like that, because he got caught having a rare moment of honesty.
Yeah, you know, the crime situation is sort of an adjacent topic. I'm really more concerned about the mindset. I mean, when you get into crime, it's a whole other bag of stuff,
right?
And poverty is the big part of that. But I'm talking about everybody. just every normal person is being poisoned with a narrative that says, you know what your problem is? It's those people over there. And that is the so opposite of what was the operating system for America that made America what it is. If you take away the operating system, where you got the melting pot and everybody's got problems, but you got to figure it out yourself. If you need help, just ask. Happy to help. I mean, that's the American spirit. As soon as you lose that, and it becomes a grievance festival, I don't see how that could work.
Now, Scott, speaking of the Rasmussen poll, for years, Rasmussen has asked blacks and whites, and more recently, Hispanics and Asians, of these four groups, which group is most likely to be racist? Whites said blacks were the most likely to be racist. Hispanics, Scott, said blacks were the most likely to be racist. Asians said blacks were the most likely to be racist. Blacks said blacks were the most likely to be racist. Now, nobody commented on it. I saw the poll on my radio show when I was doing radio. I mentioned it. But a tree fell in the forest and apparently did not make a sound. Blacks were acknowledging of the four groups that they were more likely to be racist. Now, they didn't say they were, the majority of blacks were racist, but of these four groups, our group was more likely to be racist than whites, Hispanics, and Asians. It seems to me that's a bit of a problem. And for several years, the Anti-Defamation League has done studies, and it determines that blacks are 2.5 to 3 times more likely than non-black Gentiles to be anti-Semitic. It just seems to me that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we're talking about, like, groups, you get this weird artificial average. You know, there's no average black guy. There's no average white guy. So I like to, whenever I can, try to shift it away to the individual performer and talk about the things that we all have in common, such as conservatives want better education, black Americans want better education. There are a whole bunch of things that we're completely agreed on, and those things don't get done primarily because there are, I would say, grifters and people in the media who want us to treat each other as a group. And I sort of reject that. But if one group gets totally poisoned, it's going to be a problem for spending time with that group. I want people to have a positive mindset, and then I love everybody.
Scott, also, I believe that racism has never been less important to American success, no matter your race, no matter your color. Never been less important. And as a result, some of these people on the left have to find new sources of racism because the cupboard is bare. Barack Obama gets elected with a higher percentage of the white vote than John Kerry did 4 years earlier. He got elected, Scott, with 52% of the vote. Walked into the Oval Office the third week of January, never having signed an executive order, and his popularity was at 70%. Not because all of a sudden people wanted Obamacare or taxes raised, but they felt at the very least this black man has proven that you can make it in America. America is not systemically racist, and he'll bring us together. And in my opinion, I'm not asking you to give yours unless you want to, he made things worse. The Cambridge police acted stupidly. If I had a son, he looked like Trayvon. He said that racism is America's DNA. What? He embraced Black Lives Matter. He had Al Sharpton in the White House over 80 times, to the point, Scott, where when he entered the Oval Office in January of 2009, the majority of whites and blacks thought race relations would improve. When he left office, majority of blacks and whites thought race relations got worse. This guy who went to Kunahoe, he went to Harvard Law School, became president of Harvard Law Review, had a gifted career, a gifted life, wrote a book in which he talked about having a white girlfriend before Michelle, who was a prominent from a prominent family, and the family loved him. He dumped her because she was white and felt she would be a liability if he ran for president. I mean,
really?
He wrote it in his book, Scott. I'm not making this stuff up. So, and this guy is whining about racism. I think it turned off a lot of people, and a lot of people felt, I've given at the office. I can't think of anything more I can do or I can be. And I think you're an example of that. You were a Bernie Sanders supporter, for crying out loud.
No, not a Bernie Sanders supporter. I describe myself as left of Bernie socially.
Okay, left of Bernie. So, all right, that's just as bad, but it's okay. The point is, you're not some sort of.
Listen, we'll finish this on the other side. 888-971-SAG. I'm Larry Elder. We're the lead actor loved.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Wind River Resort and Casino presents the ultimate tailgate party on Sunday, February 8th. The event center will explode into a gridiron celebration. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Mouth-watering tailgate favorites, drink specials, and drawings. Whether you're riding with your team or just in it for the party, tickets just $35 per person or $300 for a table. This event will sell out fast. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
SAGE 888-971-7243 Larry Elder, Sailor of the Newscast. We're reviewing the 2023 interview I did with the late Scott Adams, who essentially lost his career over comments that were described by the New York Times as, quote, racist. Not described by the New York Times as perceived racist or widely viewed as racist, just flat out racist. Grass is green, water is wet, sky is blue. What Scott Adams said, according to the New York Times, was racist. Here's the rest of the interview.
That's just as bad, but it's okay. The point is, you're not some sort of right winger. You're not some sort of John Birch Society guy. You never have been. You've been empathetic. What more can you say? What more can you do? And you're still called a bigot when you say something that somebody gets offended by. And by the way, you pointed out something. I want you to comment on this. Most of the people who appear to be offended by what you said were white people, not blacks.
Yeah. Well, white people and black people who talk to me about it. Because a lot of the conservative black folks said, there's something going on here. We need to figure out why you said that, like, what's going on? So anybody who asked the question got an answer that they were happy with, although everybody would agree that what I said was offensive. It was meant to be offensive. So, of course, it was. But in terms of...
Well, I, again, Scott, I think you're being hard on yourself. I didn't think it was offensive. I thought you were being sarcastic. I thought it was hyperbole. I thought it was frustration. I did not think it was offensive at all. I really did not. I said to myself, okay, he's going to get hammered. He's going to be called this, that, and the other. But these are the people that are looking for something.
Yeah.
One more point, too. I know I'm bouncing around. Of all the things to be upset about, of all the things to channel your energy into, 85% nationwide, Scott, of black eighth graders, these are 13-year-olds, can neither read nor do math at grade proficiency. Half of them can't do basic reading at grade proficiency. What are we talking about here? Let's jump on Scott Adams for making a comment? You got to be kidding me. This is where your energy is?
I'm literally working on a curriculum to help people learn the skills of success so they can maybe penetrate these bad school systems on their own. So, yeah, I'm only trying to be useful. By the way, I supported Barack Obama because I thought, you know, It'd be a good time to have a black president and just get it behind us. And I love the fact that he didn't make a big deal about being black when he ran for office. That's what got white people on his side. If he had said, vote for me because I'm black, that would have been a different formula. But he was smart enough. He's a good politician. You have to give him that.
Right. And by the way, he doesn't exactly live in Harlem right now, does he? Martha's Vineyard, 12.7 million. I think I read that the percentage of blacks living there was 0.001. And the one is Barack Obama and Michelle.
Well, that has more to do with economics. But, yeah, there's that effect going on.
Yeah, and I'm not hating on him. I mean, I call myself the sage from South Central. I was born in South Central LA. I live in a nice area of LA on the west side in the Hollywood area. And somebody once called up and said, Laura, you call yourself the sage from South Central, but you don't live in South Central. I said, yeah, and Frank Sinatra doesn't live in Hoboken. Grow up.
Yeah. So some of this is just practical people making practical decisions about avoiding crime and going to where the houses are nice and all that.
Right, of course.
But really the mindset that people are being poisoned with is the big message here. And if I could get one thing across at the expense of my reputation and career, is that we have to stop pushing an anti-white agenda. Or, let me put it in this context. The reason I opposed Confederate statues is because black Americans, by a large number, said those are offensive. Now, if a large number of Americans say that's offensive, I don't want it in the public space. So, of course, all I care about is how you feel. Do you feel that this is offensive? I don't need any facts. How do you feel about it? That was important data for me to have an informed opinion. Likewise, I think that my opinion that things are getting poisoned to the point where we're just going to have to stay away from each other if it gets worse, that's valuable information because a white person can't say that out loud without getting canceled. So
unless you're Robin DiAngelo, and then you can say it, it's not a problem.
Well, you know, I'm going to give her a little bit more of a pass because she was sort of talking about a voluntary situation. It wasn't exactly like mine, and I was trying to cause trouble. She wasn't trying.
Well, yours is voluntary too. But finally, Scott, let's talk about the status of Dilbert. Have you got any of your outlets back since then? Have people calmed down?
No, I'm completely canceled because I didn't realize that the people wanted to cancel me got my choke points. If you get the publisher, you get all of my books, which is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get my syndication company, the group that sends them to newspapers, then you get all of the newspapers. So it's 100% canceled everywhere it was, but now it runs exclusively on the Locals platform, scottadams.locals.com. It's a subscription site with a lot more stuff.
Well, I hope you have a few shekels put away so that you're not going to be homeless anytime soon as a result of Dilbert being canceled like that.
Yeah.
Hope your money's not in crypto.
Very small amount.
Yeah. All right. Well, Scott Adams, thank you very much for your interview. God bless.
Thank you so much.
The Leaf Factor loves hearing from pain-free customers and hopes that we can help you next. Bill writes, I've been crawling under sinks and working long hours for decades. My back and knees took the punishment. I thought pain was just part of the trade, but Relief Factor surprised me. Within weeks, I was working without wincing. I could get down on the floor and get back up without thinking twice, end of quote. Bill knows hard work. He knows pipes, tools, and long days on the job. What he didn't know is how good life feels when pain stops tagging along. Relief Factor didn't change Bill's trade. It changed his tomorrow. I know it's been a game changer for me. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and it targets the inflammation that causes pain, so you can move better, feel better, and actually enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Let's see if you're next in getting out of pain.
Crime is skyrocketing. You may already own a firearm, but before you face the financial and emotional weight of pulling the trigger, consider Byrna. Byrna's less lethal launchers fire tear gas and kinetic rounds, designed to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes, giving you time to escape and call for help without deadly consequences. Now meet the all-new compact launcher. Sleek, slim, and hits like a sledgehammer. About the size of a smartphone, it's perfect for concealed carry. Comfortable, discreet, and confidence-building. It fires at 400 feet per second with 41 joules per square inch of stopping power. That's enough force to halt a threat cold, without the legal and moral complexities of lethal force. What I love about Byrna is they're proudly American. Best of all, Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background checks, and ships directly to your door. Trusted by hundreds of police departments and government agencies around the world. Visit Byrna.com to learn more. That's BYRNA.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Mandina's Cabinets. Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
Triple 8-971-7243, 888-971-SAGE, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel, and we're brought to you by the Relief Factor Studios. Don't forget your Relief Factor, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. A few things about this interview. with this man who recently died at the age of 68. Lifelong liberal. Said he was to the left of Bernie Sanders on social issues. Voted twice for Barack Obama. Commented on a Rasmussen poll that found out that only, air quotes, 53% of blacks said it was, quote, okay to be white, close quote. So he said, man, that almost makes them a hate group. The other 47% that either said it's not okay or I'm not sure. And went on to make some other comments that I didn't think were particularly offensive. But there's zero tolerance for perceived anti-black racism on the part of whites. And this guy lost his career. Meanwhile, somebody like Jasmine Crockett can say the most hateful, offensive things. Refer to the governor of Texas, a man who's in a wheelchair, after having suffered a very serious accident that put him in a wheelchair. Called him Governor Hot Wheels. Never apologized. No one mentions it. No one puts a mic in the face of Nancy Pelosi and says, you want to comment on what your colleagues in the House said about the governor of Texas? And keep in mind, when Donald Trump allegedly, quote, mocked, close quote, a disabled reporter, people still bring it up, even though the reporter never said he mocked him, even though Trump was not mocking him, he was mocking what he called, or what he perceived to be, the reporter's retreat from a story. But in right before the 2016 election, a poll found that among likely voters, the number one reason they gave for disliking Donald Trump is that he, quote, mocked a disabled reporter. That is how people feel about people who mock somebody's disability. Well, here Jasmine Crockett is referring to Governor Abbott as Governor Hot Wheels. Nothing. Crickets. Ketanji Brown Jackson is not married to a black person. Don Lemon is not married to a black person. Kamala Harris is not married to a black person. Byron Donalds is not married to a black person. What did Jasmine Crockett say when Byron Donalds said something to the effect of, even during Jim Crow, a black child was more likely to be raised by a mother and a father married than today? She said, well, because he's married to a white woman, he has whitewashed. So he feels, as a whitewashed person, he can make comments like that. What does that even mean? Put those words in the mouth of Donald Trump. Put those words in the mouth of David Duke. And you run out of pitchforks. But she says that, nothing. No apology. How many interracial couples are there in America? More than ever before. And the percentage of people that don't like it has never been smaller. So she offended millions of people, has never apologized, no consequences, no nothing, and now she wants to run for statewide office in Texas. Are you kidding me? But this guy, Scott Adams, one of the first things that the obituary in the New York Times referenced was his comment about the Rasmussen poll. One of the most successful illustrators in American history. Over 2,000 newspapers carried his column. And one of the first things they say is, well, he had a great, great career until he made a racist comment. And as I said earlier, the New York Times didn't even say it was perceived as racist or widely viewed as racist or that some called racist, just racist. You hear what he said, and I played it for you. Do you think it was racist? Or do you think he was frustrated? As a lifelong advocate for black people, voted for Obama because he thought that Obama would put to rest the notion that America remains systemically racist. And then he reads a poll and finds that only, air quotes, 53% of blacks say it's okay to be white. He was frustrated. That makes him a racist. You want to talk about all the things that Al Sharpton has said? A man who is widely considered to be a Democrat kingmaker in the thick of the Crown Heights riots in 1991. If the Jews want to pin their yarmulkes on their heads and come over to my house and get it on, let them do it. Use the expression Jewish merchants. white interlopers moving into Harlem. Similar comment was made, by the way, by Spike Lee. Anybody say anything? Spike Lee once said, "I don't like interracial couples. And when I see them, I give them daggers, visual daggers, to make them feel uncomfortable." Did anybody say anything? Can you imagine if Donald Trump said, "You know, I'm not real fond of interracial couples. When I'm walking down Manhattan and I see an interracial couple, I give them visual daggers to make them feel..." Are you kidding me? And Spike Lee is celebrated. Nobody ever brings this up. How about Ayanna Pressley, one of the squad? "We don't need a black face that doesn't want to be a black voice. We don't need an Asian face that doesn't want to be an Asian voice. We don't need a Hispanic face that doesn't want to be a Hispanic voice." In other words, there's only one way to be black, only one way to be Hispanic, and that is to think the way we think. That is exactly what Joe Biden said to Charlemagne the God and then apologized for it. But a black person making a bigoted statement, there's a no-fly zone over it. Are you kidding me? LA Times columnist refers to me as the black face of white supremacy. You've been warned. How bigoted is that? What, because I don't believe racism remains a major problem in America? You know who else doesn't believe that? According to a poll, 1997. So what's that? 29 years ago? Mr. McConnell was just about ready to punch a button and tell me what the number was. Like, I don't know the number. I can read, write, and do math at grade level. It was a big survey done by Time Magazine and CNN. It was mentioned on the cover of Time Magazine. And black and white teens were asked, "Is racism a major problem in America?" And both blacks and whites said yes. But then black kids were asked follow-up questions. "Is racism a major problem, a small problem, or no problem in your own daily life?"
Release Actor loves hearing from pain-free customers and hopes we can help you next. Kim writes, "Before trying Relief Factor, I struggled just to make it through my work days. I'd collapse on the couch at night, aching everywhere. Within a few weeks of starting Relief Factor, the daily pain began to fade. Now I'm keeping up at work, and I still have enough energy left for my family," end of quote. Kim is a story of thousands of kitchens, office desks, and factory floors. The story of parents having more love to give and more strength to share. Relief Factor doesn't just ease pain, it restores evenings, laughter, and the simple joy of being present. And I felt the difference too. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation that causes pain, so you can move better, feel better, and naturally enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Let's see if you're next in getting out of pain.
Hey, Scott Jennings here. I want to personally invite you to join me, along with my friend Mike Gallagher, for a powerful week on the Gulf of America cruise, November 14th through November 21st, 2026. That's this year. We'll cruise through crystal blue waters, visit incredible ports like Half Moon Cay and Cozumel, and enjoy the first-class hospitality of a luxury cruise ship. All week long, you'll have time with us. You'll do meet and greets, photo opportunities, Q&A sessions, and the chance to hear behind-the-scenes stories that you can't or won't here on the air. You'll also be immersed in inspiring keynote speeches and in-depth sessions as we enjoy real connection designed to strengthen your resolve as we mark the 250th anniversary of our great nation. Don't miss this. Sign up today. Look forward to cruising the Caribbean with like-minded people who care deeply about our country. Reserve your cabin today. Text CRUISE to 94878 94878 or visit scottjenningsshow.com and click the cruise banner to sign up today.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Thing Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Thing Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better, daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
SAGE 888-971-7243 Larry Elder Salem News Channel. Relief Factor loves hearing from pain-free customers and hopes we can help you next. Kim writes, before trying Relief Factor, I struggled just to make it through my work days. I'd collapse on the couch at night, aching everywhere. Within a few weeks of starting Relief Factor, the daily pain began to fade. Now I'm keeping up at work, and I still have energy left for my family. End of quote. Kim's is a story of thousands of kitchens, office desks, and factory floors. The story of parents having more love to give, but less strength to share. Relief Factor doesn't just ease pain. It restores evenings, laughter, and the simple joy of being present. I've told you how Relief Factor helped my brother Kirk go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation that causes pain so you can move better, feel better, and actually enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Let's see if you are next in getting out of pain. ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF. President Trump denies that the DOJ is retaliating against the federal chairman by investigating cost overruns and whether or not he misled Congress about the cost overruns. RFK Jr. says Trump's eating habits are unhinged. Ilhan Omar's father, according to a publication put out by a Somalian, was directly involved in the genocide that Ilhan Omar claims her family fled. The narrative that this publication gives about Ilhan Omar's family is very different from the narrative that she has given about his family. Danish intel warned last year about Russia and China's military ambitions toward Greenland, which means Trump was not lying when he said that Russia and China had ambitions toward Greenland, because even Danish intel last year said the same thing. Dan Bongino said what he learned about the FBI regarding Crossfire Hurricane shocked him to his core, close quote, meaning that FBI agents were involved in this fake investigation about Donald Trump being in collusion with Russia. According to newly released documents, we find that intelligence agents did not believe that the Russians were trying to elect Donald Trump, let alone that Donald Trump was colluding with them. But after Trump gets elected, Barack Obama authorizes Crossfire Hurricane and reevaluates the intel to change the intel to make it appear that intelligence agents were saying that Trump was in fact in bed with Russia, when in fact they weren't saying that at all. Dan Bongino said what he learned about all of this shocked him to the core. All of this and more. 888-971-SAGE. Do not leave town.
Hey, Scott Jennings here. I want to personally invite you to join.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.